And this week's honoree is a Football Hall of Famer who's using his money and influence to bring peace of mind to single parents.
You can't focus when you know that your child may not be in a safe situation or you're not sure who's going to pick them up.
That's Emily Bailey, mom to 7-year-old Rainey and 18-year-old Amir.
Look at me. I'm the face of a single mom. I'm African-American. I'm a woman. But there's single grandparents. There are siblings. You know, and a lot of times single parents, it occurs because of trauma.
Emily spent 23 years working as an ICU nurse. But during the pandemic, that life became unsustainable.
I was just getting really burned out. I was getting really frustrated with, like, you know, what if something happens to me? What about my children? What am I going
to
do?
So she went back to school to become a nurse practitioner and had to figure out what to do with her then 6-year-old daughter after school and in the summer.
Free programs fill up quickly. As families, and especially single parent families, we get stuck.
So she applied for a single parent families grant through the Brian Dawkins Impact Foundation and was awarded $1,000.
Have that support in the community, things just began to fall into place.
I really want to bless as many people as possible with some of the things and resources that they need. Hello, I'm Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, NFL Hall of Famer Brian Dawkins, former Philadelphia Eagles safety Brian Dawkins, a 9-time Pro Bowler, 5-time All-Pro, whose nickname was Weapon X.
Brian Dawkins is a guy that only weighs about 200 pounds. But he is just dynamic.
Brian played in the NFL for 16 seasons, spending 13 in Philly.
I grew into a man there in Philadelphia. My wife, having our children, like everything happened there in Philadelphia.
Fast forward, and at 50, Brian's pro football days are behind him. But his career as an author, speaker, and philanthropist is in full swing.
Who much is given, much is required.
One of his foundation's crowning jewels is the Single Parent Families Grant that helped Emily. But the idea for that program came from what Brian witnessed growing up.
A couple of friends that I've lost to the streets. Neither one of them had a father in the household. So I saw the mom and I saw how hard she was working 2 and 3 jobs to make income for the household. So the kids and the children were left to raise themselves.
The seed also grew from his own struggles.
I was always kind of quick, but I was always small. But I always felt also overlooked. You know, some of the things, I always felt I had to outwork everybody. So it was a lot of anger in me.
As a teen, Brian learned to channel that anger into hard work on the field. And the summer before his senior year, he found his faith. Then an anonymous donor paid for Brian to attend a fellowship of Christian athletes camp in North Carolina. It changed the trajectory of his life.
A whole bunch of things in my life began to take on a different vision.
The exposure to better neighborhoods and facilities forced Brian to dream bigger. He went on to college, got drafted by the Eagles second round in 96. And thanks to coaches like Emmett Thomas, Brian soared.
He would not let me settle for good. He always would push me and get on me and shoot me out.
He leveled up, learning to see the game from the inside out.
The game for me was slow motion, like it really was.
Brian left the Eagles in 2009, ending his career 3 years later in Denver.
The passion that I played the game with, it was just for that season, though. That energy is still in me.
So he channels that energy into giving back.
We see these athletes on TV, for the most part, only hear the bad things about athletes. You don't hear about the good things that a lot of them are doing.
My name is Brannon Gilmore, and I'm the vice president of the Boys and Girls Club movement for Caring People Alliance. And we got connected with Brian Dawkins and his Impact Foundation by picking up the phone when it rang.
Brian's foundation reached out to Caring People Alliance with a desire to help families in Philadelphia.
82% of our families live in poverty. And when we told him that 62% of our families that we serve are single parent households, it was even better.
Caring People Alliance links single parent families to grants from the Impact Foundation.
They use it for tutoring, all sorts of things, drama class, swim lessons. We have served 110 kids.
Brandon says the foundation has given over $60,000 in just 2 years. And as a bonus, Brian picked up the tab for Amazon wish lists for teachers, coaches, and administrators for the club sports and after-school programs.
Who does that? That's a person with a good soul.
But good souls work is just part of Brian's mission.
I'm blessed to be a blessing. That's how I see it.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls.